me clue you in.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios, this is ESPN 97.5 KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on The Usual Suspects, two in the books, 1 hour to go in the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and The Blitz as they'll take you up till 7 o'clock to get you into your weekend right here on ESPN 97.5. Covered a lot of ground, boys, already in the big show. A little NBA. Rockets are at the Suns tonight, which should be a dub. James Harden is expected back in the next week at some point, so that's good news on the horizon for the Rockets as they open up a two-game West Coast swing. Not the worst time to get out of Houston with the weather like this, going to Phoenix, then L.A. against the Clippers on Monday. But, oh, by the way, don't sleep on the Clips, as they got 50 from Lou Williams the other night, and they beat the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of blowouts,
all the good teams are losing. Yesterday, man, was the Cavs, yeah, and the what was the other team that lost?
I turned it off yesterday when I saw Cavs-Raptors, which otherwise should have been a big matchup if Lowry was playing, right? And my mother-in-law goes, why are you turning that off? I go, because Kyle Lowry's not playing, so without him, Raptors are probably going to get cooked. Then I check on the internet, Cavs lose by 34 to Raptors without Kyle Lowry.
Dude, the Spurs only scored 81,
yeah,
which is worse.
That is bad. Who'd they lose to?
The Lakers.
The Lakers.
Lakers held
That's
the Spurs.
That's what I was saying. The Lakers
held the Spurs to 81.
The Spurs, the Warriors, and the Cavs all last in the past 2 days. The Cavs and the Spurs last night. And in that Cavs game,
see it?
It was 63 to like 40 at halftime. And I'm thinking, okay,
that.
I was thinking Cleveland was going to come back. Nope. They still lost by like 30
And here's the thing.
Points.
Did you see the video late in the game? LeBron, in the middle of a huddle, losing his bleep. Like yelling at Tyronn Lue, yelling at the entire huddle. Like going crazy nuts because their last two games, they lost to Minnesota by 27 and they lost to the Raptors by 34. All is not well with the Cleveland Cavaliers even getting Isaiah Thomas right now.
They're angry.
And that's why you have the four-letter network bringing back up the whole LeBron-Kyrie relationship because when you see LeBron have a meltdown, you start pointing out what he did wrong and what he should have done.
And now Tyronn Lue in the postgame says they got to get rid of their own personal agendas to get back on the same page. I'm sorry, but isn't that your job, coach? Just throwing it out there, right?
I'm looking at the schedule for the Rockets.
Yeah.
Every remaining game in January is on national TV. Does that surprise you?
Sucks to be AT&T Sportsnet.
Yeah, ESPN against the Suns.
Unless you want to hear him shoot it from Galveston.
TNT against the Clippers. TNT against the Timberwolves. ABC for the Warriors. NBA TV for Miami. ESPN for Dallas and New Orleans. And then NBA TV for the Suns.
But if they NBA TV...
Oh, I'm sorry. The
NBA
last
TV
game
is really...
Does that mean, still national.
But it is. It is. But does that mean they're not playing it on AT&T Sportsnet, though?
No. But like because some of their other games aren't listed as NBA TV, so it won't be like the featured game on that day. But the only, I'm sorry, the Orlando game on January 30th is just AT&T Sportsnet.
Yeah, NBA TV, you still can broadcast live. AT&T Sportsnet can still broadcast live at the same time. TNT is exclusive unless you have over the allotted amount for a team.
Yeah.
And then you have a certain games where you can also broadcast against TNT. But why would you? I know you need to get your sponsors out there and get that money taken care of. But most people, when the game's on national TV, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but they're more curious as to what the national TV guys are going to say than listening to Bill and Bull and Clyde.
Yeah, I want to know. Plus, I mean...
Or Craig.
When Van Gundy's doing it, I like Van Gundy. Mm-hmm. I like him. He's the Gruden of basketball, mm-hmm, the way he does it. So yeah, I want to hear some of that too. I mean, you hear Bill and Clyde and Bullard a lot, and mm-hmm, Craig when he's on the road. But yeah, I want to hear the national.
Plus TNT does like fun stuff. Plus, like, I remember the last time they were here.
Plus
Reggie
Mike
Miller
Green
was
when
the
he
one.
Says all the way from Galveston is much better.
No, I was gonna say plus I don't have to hear that. And what was the I wrote? Remember I wrote down some Clydeisms.
Yeah,
that he said during the game, and it was just like, What?
Well, you know, when he break the key, the
he gave up on Greek Freak's name. We should have just said Greek Freak.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, he gave up on
that. Try it.
Yeah, they always call him the Freak, just like everybody calls the Alabama quarterback just Tua. But yeah. The key to me.
Well, what's his last name, Joel?
If I can look at it, if you can let me look at it, yeah. I can tell you.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, funny guy. Let me get those words you can't get.
There's a reason I don't try it.
But at the same point, I love keys to the game when my man Clyde says, well, I mean, I think as long as you end up scoring more points than the other team, you get a pretty legitimate shot of winning
that's
one.
That's his key to the game?
That's one of them.
Score well, more than play the other good team. Defense. That's a key.
Yeah, that would help. Have you found?
No. I didn't. No. No, I was looking at something else. Somebody just sent me some weird porn in my DMs.
It's going down in the DM.
No, it's just they just added Taco me to a Bailoa. Conversation. Who?
Tagovailoa.
You sure? Look, he looked at it again. Like,
Tagovailoa.
All right. That's not bad. Okay. At least you didn't hesitate. How long did you practice at the house?
At the house watching the game, I headed down to a science right away. I go, I got this. Just, you know.
And then you get,
and then
like,
we get here and I'm like.
Yeah, you start to question yourself when you go to say it. I know I do for sure.
No doubt.
Somebody said, I just laughed for about 5 straight minutes. Boom, boom. Thank you. # I don't give a bleep.
Get a day. Get a real job, Barry.
Nope, not me.
Give up your day job.
Yeah.
These guys. Everybody's a critic. Whatever.
That is true.
And we deal with it on a daily basis. So what I think we should do is get on sportsmap.com. And do more so that we can get more people to throw darts and arrows at us. It'll be fun.
Or you can just listen to the podcast and then find reasons to
see that pitcher's
text
ear
in and tweet in hate.
Do what?
See that pitcher's ear you wrote about? It's
Shut
ERA.
Up. Yeah. I saw somebody sent me. I don't remember who it was, but they sent me a video of Pauly Shore on CNN.
Yeah, they sent it to yesterday. All of us. Yeah, yesterday.
Oh God,
that was pretty good
video. Did
you
watch it?
I watched pieces of it, but I didn't watch the whole thing.
No, you got to watch the whole
thing.
And
I think it's censored.
It's hilarious. I was like, man, that's good. I want to do something like that with Stephen A. Smith. It was funny. I need to find it and retweet it, but yeah, that was really funny.
He actually looked focused and into it.
Now, when you say you would just get video of Stephen A. Smith and you would interact with it?
No, yeah. I would do like, you know how they have him side by side with Max Kellerman? Yeah. I would replace Max Kellerman. And then
oh,
I
that'd
would
be
just,
hilarious. You should
then,
totally do
yeah,
that.
And then I would just write my own answers
you
to what Stephen A. Smith says
totally
when they argue.
Do it.
Yeah. I was thinking about doing something like that. That'll be fun.
You should do that.
That'll be a good time. Yo, Adrian tweeted to me. I just got to plug this. He said, hey, Barry, when is your next headlining show? And I'm glad you asked, sir. It is Friday, February 9th and Saturday, February 10th at the Joke Joint Comedy Showcase. And you can, the easiest way to get a link to the tickets is just go to barryisfunny.com. You'll see it on my schedule of all my appearances and shows. And then there's a ticket link next to it. So just barryisfunny.com, click on it. And my goal is to sell out the Friday 8 p.m. show, but I'd be glad if anybody shows up to any of them. So if you can't make Friday at 8, I understand. But if you have a choice, hey, hit me up on Friday at 8 o'clock. I want to try to sell that place out and have a good time. So come out. I hope you
Get
guys can make
support
it.
Support the homie.
Yeah, and if you go to buy tickets, use the promo code BARRY2018. It's easy to remember the year and my name, and you save 25%. Boom.
And you still get Boom. The free hug after the show.
And I will hug you if I sell it out. I will give everyone that wants a hug. If we sell out Friday early show, absolutely.
Right, but for every show. Because if it sells out, they got to get to another show, so you still got to get
out
the
hugs. Oh, Mike wants a hug? No problem.
I'll even check his oil.
Okay.
Will you ring his doorbell? Like,
that's the same thing.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Why isn't it? You're just using a different word for the same thing. Absolutely it is.
Okay.
It's touching the beehole. That's the same
thing.
Is that what
ringing the doorbell means?
Checking the oil. Yeah. That's an oil check. Actually, oil check is a wrestling
Good
move.
Comeback, Joel.
Thanks, Nick. I'm working. I'm trying to be more. I'm trying to emulate you more on the air.
Look at you. You got a callback in there. Nice. Good work. Look at you. Our baby boy is growing up. Look at him. He got him a little callback in there. He's just trying to make up for a road trip to an island. That's all he's doing.
Oh, I hate your face.
I'm just watching you two. Mm. All right, we're going to continue to roll on. We'll take a break, come back with a whole lot more in the final hour of the big show as we lead up to the 4 o'clock hour when we hand it off to Fred, AJ, Jong, and The Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock. It's all part of just leaving your dial tuned in one place and one place only. That is ESPN 97.5.
and pack your bags real good, baby, cause you'll be gone for a while. Go,
go. A John and Mary story from the New York Times. John and Mary have been going together for 5 years. John decides to break it off. He goes over to Mary's apartment. He rides the elevator up. She lets him in. He tells her, Mary, Mary, 5 years, baby. Gosh. Gosh, I've just learned to hate your ass. Whoa. What a mega bitch you have turned out to be. I can't believe I've stayed this long, but Mary, I've come to my senses. I'm out of here. And John turns around and leaves. Mary, bless her heart, so upset, can't face the prospect of life without John, prick that he may be. Mary decides to kill herself, jumps up off her couch, runs across the front room, dives headfirst off her sixth-floor balcony, and hits John.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Once again, that was the comedy of Ron Schock. He is our comedian of the day on the funny part of the F Yeah Friday as we take you into your weekend. And wrap up another good week of the show, boys.
I think I'm going to start using some of the local guys that didn't make national waves and headlines because I wanted to get some of these that local people may not have heard of. Like, a lot of people may have heard the bit. In fact, Ron Schock's most known for a story he told about a guy who committed suicide with a bolt-action rifle. And he shot himself. They ruled it a suicide. He was shot in the chest 5 times with a bolt-action rifle. And the investigation, everything, they ruled it a suicide. And one of his lines was to shoot yourself in the chest 5 times with a bolt action 22 caliber rifle requires a degree of determination that I do not possess because you have to shoot it, pull the bolt back, put in another bullet or if it comes up from the magazine. But that's a lot of work to do with a bolt action rifle 5 times in the chest. So, yeah, that's one of the bits. I remember being like 10 years old at my dad's house watching cable, and I listened to that. And I had no idea who Ron Schock was, but that story always stuck in my head. And then when I got into comedy and started learned who he was, I was like, oh, well, there you go. But that's what he was most known for. But I want to start getting some names out. Like somebody had mentioned, we should have Bryson Brown on. That's a funny dude, man. And he's local. He tours with Bruce. Nobody's ever heard of Bryson unless you've gone to a show locally. So we're going to start playing some of their clips.
Get some love for some people that you might not know about. Maybe
Del
you'll
Cheeseman,
jump on board.
Yeah, maybe February 9th, I'll play some of my clips.
Oh, you're self-promoter. Oh, that's what you do.
Yeah.
It's going to be all three clips of him picking on Joel.
Unless you're lucky enough to be in the crosshairs.
Yeah, maybe I'll
include me in the rotation.
Maybe
Bora Bora might have just trumped everything.
On a road trip.
Did you guys see this? And Barry, I think you put it on the list for today. But it did spur some discussion, both here internally and when I saw the rundown for this morning. GM's going to make a fully autonomous car. No steering wheel, no pedal. You don't do any of the driving that they're going to try and get out there.
Big fan of this idea.
Yeah.
Are you?
I mean, the first question that comes to mind is, when you have a wreck, who's paying for it?
Exactly.
Because if I'm not driving, but then the second question is, how safe and reliable is it really? Because I started thinking about it. What if, I mean, does it recognize a red light, a yellow light, and a green light? Does it recognize a stop sign? Does it recognize a yield? Does it recognize when a stoplight is out and you're just supposed to come to a stop?
Does it recognize when Nick is running a red light in front of you?
And can you get pulled over for an open container anymore? If you're not driving.
That's a great point.
That's a good question, too.
You can bring your flask.
Can I text and drive? Can I be on Pornhub?
Can you witness your own death? Because you can't steer it, so you can't stop it, but you can see it if the thing is screwing up and you see someone coming right at you or crossing your path.
If there's a bench seat in the back and the windows are tinted, can I get in trouble for having sex on the way to where my destination is?
Why is that illegal?
I don't know. It's public, I guess. But if you're in your car, that's private, right? Yeah. Well, wouldn't that be great? Be like, hey, we're going to be late. Yeah, we'll just do it in the car. Let's just do it in there.
Gotta be efficient, honey.
Yeah.
The thing is, too, I would think that if you own, it's your property that causes damage, that even if you weren't quote unquote driving, that you would face the responsibility. But I gotta believe then you would have an even bigger lawsuit against GM for saying, well, the completely autonomous car that's not supposed to be able to get in any, won't get any accidents and supposed to do everything right, didn't. So then I'm gonna sue your ass, and you got a whole lot of funds that I can tap into.
Well, I think what if they were smart about it, because we all pay car insurance, it's required by law to have.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So what if they just said, all right, because they're talking about in the article, they talk about the fact that Ford, Mercedes, and Waymo, which I've never heard of, all plan to release cars with no steering wheels of their own. So it would make sense that if I bought a car from GM with no steering wheel, that I could just go ahead and get insurance through them as well and pay whatever premium would be, like a, you know, an average of all the premiums in the state of Texas for my zip code or whatever. But then if there was a wreck, and it was found to be the fault of the car, which I'm not driving, then they would have to pay for the accident, and it would come out, and they'd have to pay the deductible and all that.
Might be a better idea, because my idea, you'd probably get into a fight like, hey, it was your car's fault. No, it was your dumbass robot car. It was your fault.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, how do you solve that? So, yeah.
I think
insurance might have to be in play for this. It might have to. I mean, it's already in play already, like you mentioned, but I think it might be additional insurance.
Well, somebody talked about the big market for this would be like taxi services, or GM would start their own taxi service, or like an Uber, mm-hmm. where you could just go, oh, I need an Uber, and let's say it's a GM version of that. You download their app.
Well, that would just put taxis and Uber just right out of business.
Yeah, the car just drives up. It's an Uber. You know, it tells you where you punch in where you want to go. The thing that freaked me out, that scared me about this, is that it says that the doors, I got to find the exact, but it basically said the doors would open and shut on their own.
Yeah, I read that.
It says 100%, it's 100% treat you as a passenger no matter where you sit. The car even opens and shuts doors on its own. I don't like that.
I don't either.
I've actually had that for a while.
What if you're at a red light? Oh, and someone's walking by or next to your car, is just going to open the door?
Or if I want to get out, how does it know? I mean, what if I've been kidnapped in a car that
I'm
can't
drive?
I'm
sure there's like a button that you have to push to open it.
I don't know.
Are you that sure?
I mean, what, you're just going to depend? Oh, maybe like by sensor
car.
Or something.
Yeah,
like that.
You're at the mercy of the car. If the sensor malfunctions and you can't get out, you drive into a lake? No. Or it's on fire? No.
Yeah, I'm not digging that.
I do like the idea of it would be awesome if your car had that option. You still have a steering wheel, but you can put it in self-drive mode because you had too much to drink, but you got to get home. Yeah. Just put it in self-drive mode and you're
good with
you
that,
get home.
For sure.
That
like
makes
cruise,
sense.
It's like the more modern, I mean, it's like a more upgraded cruise control. Like sometimes when you're on a long trip, you just set it on cruise control. You don't, Nick. But the rest of the free world.
No, I do. I use cruise control a lot.
Yeah.
I don't even have to be on a long trip.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's just kind of like the new modern version of cruise control, where it's a great call. Because
well, if they already have the sensors.
Rather than driving drunk.
Well, they already have the sensors in the front where it pushes the brakes for you in the event that you ride someone too much or you get too close and you're about to rear end them. And then they also have the self-parking car, so I don't see why they
can't
do that.
My wife's car has that. You're talking about the sensors? If you get too. That's scared. The living crap out of me. I didn't know that it had that. It would like warn you, because I'm a slightly aggressive driver, mm-hmm. I guess. Mm-hmm. So I don't like if people are turning left or right, and it's a one lane. And I'm right behind them. I slow down, but I'll get close as they're turning. If they slam on their brakes, I might hit them, but it's never anything where I'm in danger. But it'll start beeping at me if I get that close. Well, one day I was doing that, and the car basically stopped itself. The brakes started shuddering and we almost came to a complete stop.
That means your ass was too damn close.
One, I was pissed because I had it. It was no problem. Two, when it happened, my wife lost her mind. You see, you're just a bad driver. I was like, no, I'm fine. I got this. I don't need the car's help.
I don't.
But three, you got a Warner Brother. That scared the crap.
I was going to say
almost,
that's the
a
thing.
A little pee came out. Like it was bad.
The minute that commercial came out, I'd be like, it would freak the hell out of me. Like I'd be. My foot's still on the gas pedal, but yet it's starting to stop for me.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
I would not like that. I would not like that at all.
That is exactly what happened.
Yeah, I would not be a big fan. All right, with that, Travis wants to get in here real quick, talk about cars. Travis, what's up?
Hey, guys. First-time caller. Love the show.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
Appreciate it, man.
Hey, so yeah, on the autonomous cars, yeah, they're trying to do that as a taxi service where people don't really own cars eventually anymore. You just basically use Uber to get around all the time. So it really should be GM's like responsibility on accidents and such if they own the car, from what I've kind of read in the past.
Okay, so then you're like, hey, I need to go to the grocery store. You pull up the GM app, a car comes and gets you, drives you to the store, then you have to get another car to get back home. Man, that would kind of suck, because then if you're like, you know how you have to wait at the valet to get your car and there's 1,000 cars in for line ahead of you? Could you imagine that's probably would be the same thing?
Well, but I mean, in the article that we read, though, GM is still trying to sell that car. So, I mean, you could still have the option to buy, I guess. Yeah, but Travis, we appreciate the call, man.
And I imagine there's still going to be parking lots.
What do you mean? Oh, like you could buy a car, but not the self-driving one. You could just use their service.
But the article that you put out, the self-driving cars, they're selling it. They're promoting it for personal purchase.
That's what I thought, but people were saying no, that it's part of a service.
No, that's what he just said, but I would think the way the article was written, that they first want to put it out there for the general public to buy.
Somebody else tagged me on Twitter when I posted it and said, yeah, they're doing it kind of as a fleet thing.
Oh.
Where it's not something you go buy. It's bought by a taxi company or Uber or GM does it. And you basically call for a car and it comes and gets you.
Yeah, because you remember during the World Series how the Uber lines were in Super Bowl?
Yeah. Could you remember the Gal Christmas party? Yeah. Or the Super Bowl party?
No, the Super Bowl party over at Silver Street Studios. Yeah.
Oh. The wait was 45 minutes to get out of that place.
Yep. I remember we walked, I want to say, a mile before we got lost. Over.
But I wouldn't have wanted to wait there. I like the way that we did it. That would suck. I don't want to sit in line like that.
No, I did. I did the same thing. When I called our get me driver, I said, just meet me 2 blocks from here to get away from all that.
And if I die in a wreck, I want it to be my fault. I don't want it to be the fault of a robot.
That's what I said. You could be sitting in, have a front row seat for your own death, and there's nothing you can do about it because you don't have the wheel or the brake pedal.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be all for that.
Nope.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. Benny, we see you. You want to get in here on this cars discussion. We've got a half hour to go in the big show, so we're going to take a quick break, come back, get Benny's call in here, and finish strong as we hand it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. Much more of the usual suspects in the final 30 minutes right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final half hour of the big show. We were talking cars and driverless cars and liabilities and such that go with it before the break. Benny wanted to get in here before we change topics. Benny, what's up?
Hey, guys. Just real quick, I want to throw one out there with this whole automation with the cars and the tailgating. And the thing that, to my understanding, is that eventually these cars are going to be able to communicate with each other. That way, if a car a mile down the road has to slow down, then every car that is behind it will incrementally slow down to keep the flow of traffic going, in that they're supposed to reduce the space in between cars as they're driving themselves. My question is, do you even want to watch the road while this is going on? Like, get rid of the human interference? Because everyone talks about how you can be afraid, or it's like, oh man, this thing freaks me out. Do you think we should just go ahead and get rid of the windshield and put some sort of a more stable, protective type of thing, just like driving the blind while these cars go?
Well, that's a good question, but I think for me, if I put it this way, if my wife and I go on vacation to Las Vegas and we're going to go drive out to the Grand Canyon, it's a different scene, the scenery and everything. I want to see that. So, yeah, I kind of want the window. In fact, the whole all the way around, it's nice to have that. And now you can actually look around and don't have to keep your eyes on the road. So, yeah, I think you still need that for other reasons. I'm with you. I don't know that I always want to see what's coming not coming.
If you're road tripping to Bora Bora, you don't want to miss a single thing that you might be able to see along the way.
I'm glad I only have to go through this for 2 more segments.
I'm just saying.
You act like it's never going to come up again.
Yeah,
that's not going to be a drop.
I still...
Or isolated as a promo.
Well, you think he's
going to
circle back to it on
Monday?
No,
I'm saying I'm going to ask Tyler to cut that into a promo.
Yeah, you're saying it's going to be me. It ain't going to be me, Chief.
I'm going to ask that to be a promo from now on. Appreciate the call, Benny, by the way.
Yeah, to me, there's just too many variables right now. Like, and Nick, from your standpoint, if the cars are communicating with each other, does that mean they're telling them to F off when they cut each other off?
I think they should add that feature if it's possible.
Right. Like,
a horn for every like swear word or something like
right.
that.
Right. I've always said I wanted like a ticker on the cars that you can type messages.
Oh, that'd be
like on your bumper. You have a ticker that'd be like,
that's got to be possible in 2018.
Hey, back up some. You're too close. Or on the front, you'd be like, hey, go, dumbass. You got into the right turn only lane. You need to turn right.
No, I just want like visuals, like a finger.
Well, that would be good too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
Like a sports poop emoji. You want the poop emoji?
Yeah.
What would that one be for? You're driving like poop emoji.
Just a poop emoji and a head.
Yeah.
There you go.
That would be, speaking of, I know we got to talk NFL because we promised it. Well, I'll bring it up next segment. We're not going to do it now.
All right.
Let's talk NFL.
Let's get to these divisional round matchups. We touched on them a little bit with Charlie, but we've got football to talk about again. Two games Saturday, two games Sunday, and by then, at the end of the weekend, we will know who will be partaking in the conference championship games. I guess we touched on this one at least in some detail, but Atlanta at Philadelphia, I really think Atlanta's the hot team right now. As much as I think I said earlier in the year, I still think Philly could go to the Super Bowl with Foles. I just think the way Atlanta's playing, and because the weather is not going to be a factor in the city of brotherly love this weekend, I see Atlanta winning that game.
I tend to agree, and I think I would go Atlanta as well. The spread is Atlanta -3. Mm-hmm. Over-under is 40.5, by the way. But I feel like that on the offensive side of the ball, Philadelphia doesn't have a lot that I think would scare that Falcons defense. Ajay is all right. Ertz is okay. But if that's your two best weapons without Carson Wentz, I mean, Jeffrey isn't that great. Smith is all right. Selleck's a shell of himself. I tend to think that Falcons defense can handle it. And we looked up the weather earlier. I don't think that's going to be an issue for the Falcons offense. So yeah. I'm with you. I think Atlanta goes in, and I'll be honest. They said three and a half?
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's going to be that close.
I think the Nick Foles has proven enough to say that he's a good backup quarterback, but I also think he's proven enough to show that he could really make a huge mistake in this game, and he could really be the cause of a really important turnover. I'm just not sold on Nick Foles in the playoffs. I'm sold as him being a backup quarterback, but not in the playoffs, and that's the reason why. And you can't discount the experience in the playoffs for the Falcons, the fact that they were in the Super Bowl last year. I don't see a choking situation against the Eagles, so I like the Falcons as well.
There you go.
Real quick, on the flip side of the ball, when you look at, that Philly front seven is...
Oh, they're damn good.
They really are, but I think when you look at the edge, not the edges, but when you look outside into that secondary with the matchup of like Darby and Jones, don't get me wrong, Darby's a really good cornerback. I just don't know if they can hang with Jones and Sanu when you consider that they have Freeman and they have Matt Ryan. The matchups don't favor them, even though I think Philly wins the matchups in the trenches up,
the front seven.
Yeah, but we'll see. I'm going Atlanta.
Now, did our friendly Tennessee fan texting us come back with wagers so that we could all capitalize and make it a very profitable weekend? No. Tennessee at New England with at least one overzealous fan promising a 31-17 Titans victory. We do know that DeMarco Murray has already been ruled out, which means they've got to tote the load with Henry.
New England's without Branch and Burkhead.
New England at home.
And James White.
I just don't see any way they don't win by 10.
13.5 is the line. Do we know the weather there? I haven't seen anything for the weather there.
It is the East Coast, so we know that they've been experiencing some bad weather.
Here we go. It's 55 and rain. So that's not terrible.
That's not too bad.
But rain, the one thing that it does with Mariota and Henry is it levels the playing field a bit. If it's wet, if it's slick, it's going to be a little more difficult. If it's raining during the game, it's going to be a little more difficult to throw the ball around, which doesn't give Tennessee an advantage, but it gives them a little more hope. Because if you can get Mariota to get on the edge, Henry can run the ball a little bit.
We know that New England likes to take away what you do best, and we know Tennessee runs best. Mm-hmm. So you got to figure they're going to load it up anyway. But, that should say do what you do, and if you're able to do it well, then you could be in the game. But I just don't see it happen.
I think a guy like Walker for Tennessee offensively could have a big game.
Delanie Walker's a big target.
Yeah,
for him.
I don't know that Patriots linebacking core is all that good.
Now, I do see the field opening up for Mariota to hit Mariota a couple times with crossing patterns. And if that happens, then I think that Tennessee could be in it.
All right.
Other than that, you know.
And I love how Tennessee talks about their balanced attack. You got Murray out.
Yeah,
like I didn't think they had a balanced attack with him in.
No.
You know what I mean?
You're a balance between splitting between Murray and Henry.
Yeah,
but I mean, like I said, Walker's a beast, but they don't really have any other weapons on that offense.
For the most part, even people that are football aficionados and fantasy football experts, if you said name me one or two Tennessee wide receivers, yeah, I'm pretty sure you're going to hear a lot of dead air.
Yeah,
so no I doubt. Mean that says that in a nutshell itself. Now Sunday. A game that is interesting to some because of how good Jacksonville's defense is, but the Jaguars visiting the Steel City to take on Pittsburgh. Man, I just don't see any way that we're not going to see a New England-Pittsburgh rematch next week. I think that Blake Bortles is that X factor that nothing else needs to be talked about. I don't care that the Jags beat the Steelers in week one, 30-9. I don't care that the Jags defense is one of the best in football, because I think that as long as you have Blake Bortles and you're going against Ben Roethlisberger, Antonio Brown is going to play. You got the best receiver and the best running back in the game. I think Pittsburgh wins at home.
So this is going to sound stupid. All right. Mm-hmm. I think if there's going to be an upset this weekend, it's going to come in this game.
God, you literally took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah. And here's why. Because first of all, I have to preface that by saying, I don't think the Saints beating the Vikings would be considered an upset. Not to me. I know the spread is 5 in that game. That doesn't mean anything to me. I don't think the Saints beating the Vikings is an upset. But I think the Jags going on the road in 17-degree weather and beating the Steelers at home in Pittsburgh would be a huge upset.
Yeah, but
and here's why I think that. When you consider the different matchups in this game everywhere else, what are the two big weapons? The three big weapons that the Steelers have. Le'Veon Bell, Brown, and Juju Smith-Schuster, right?
Or Ben.
I mean, Big Ben is getting them the ball, but the big weapons that they have are their big three. I mean, those three offensive weapons. Now you've got Jalen Ramsey matching up against Antonio Brown. That's a hell of a matchup.
Yep.
And that's a matchup that he couldn't win. And on the other side, you've got Bouye covering Juju Smith-Schuster. Mm-hmm. Both of those matchups are really close. And so they could neutralize Pittsburgh's offensive attack when it comes to the passing game, not to mention the fact that it's going to be 17 degrees. So now it depends on what you think about Jacksonville's front seven. What do you think about that line? I think Jacksonville's linebackers absolutely can slow down that Pittsburgh running game. So I think if there's going to be an upset, it's going to be in this game, and it's going to be because of the Jags defense.
So you're picking the Jags?
No. Okay. You know why? I'm just saying, I think
because I'm going to say here this. You just said all of that.
Do you know
and I'm
why?
I'm going to tell you, Blake Bortles still is going to have his hands on the football.
Leonard Fournette doesn't
want to play in cold weather. And you still got to find a way to move the football to score points so that you have more points than the other team so that you can win the game.
And the Jags' offensive line is not
great. But
if the Steelers
crap the bed, then maybe the Jaguars don't have to put that much of an offensive production and win the game.
This could be 10-7. It could be that ugly.
Yeah, and that's the reason why I'll officially pick the Jaguars. But when I was looking at the two slates,
I can't, because the Steelers were my pick at the beginning of the season to win the Super Bowl. So
right.
I can't. I'm not going to switch now.
Don't let that.
But I was looking at
pick them if you want.
No.
But if you're looking at both schedules, the wild card schedule and then the divisional round that we're about to see this weekend,
mm-hmm,
I said there's going to be at least one upset on each one of those, in each one of those rounds. It just so happened. I feel like there was two upsets in the wild card because.
Tennessee beating the Chiefs was an upset.
I still count that as an upset.
Absolutely. Sure.
The Falcons and the Rams, that was definitely an upset win for the Falcons, right?
Not as much. Not like Tennessee Chiefs. If you would have told me of the two. Because when Charlie was here the week before, he said, which road team is going to win if you had to pick one? And I think we all agreed the Falcons was the team that could win on the road.
Yeah. So you had, well,
no,
yeah.
I called it.
But it's still, by the numbers and by the spread, you're right. Those were upsets.
So if you have to take Jacksonville, Nick, and you're taking Jacksonville, then I want to know how much money you have in a bank account that you can afford to bet me if I take Pittsburgh.
I mean, not very much. But I'll pick them only because it could be a situation where the Steelers crap the bet. It's not below them.
Well, I tell you what, if the Steelers were playing the Titans, then I would say I don't see it, But the Jags.
I know you don't sleep on their defense.
Everybody has slept on the Jags. And besides the Vikings, this might be the stingiest defense in the NFL.
I get that, but Blake Bortles at quarterback, and he can make a ton of mistakes.
Whether Fournette likes to run in the cold weather or not, to me, doesn't matter. The fact that he can run, and if he is healthy enough, and he's...
Got to have the want to, Barry. I want to see him in the playoffs and know that he has to want to get it in a playoff game in cold weather, regardless of the elements. He's got to suck it up and give 150%. I want to see it.
Okay.
So we'll see. All right, in the final game of the weekend, the 3:40 game on Sunday has the New Orleans Saints at the Minnesota Vikings. We kind of talked about this one yesterday, and I don't want to beat a dead horse. I'll just tell you real quick. Both teams, good defenses. I'll take New Orleans' offense over Minnesota's offense. I don't know what the spread is, but I'll take the Saints in this one.
Yeah, spread is 5 points.
Giving to?
The home team, to the Vikings. But, I like the Saints in this one as well. I think, too, when you look at Minnesota on offense with Keenum, I know he's playing out of his mind, but I still think you've got the defensive rookie of the year in Lattimore on the other side. He can stop Diggs or at least hold him.
Or Thielen, depending on where he goes.
Yeah, true. Well, I think Crawley will match up against Thielen, but I don't know. But either way, I think that, you know, I just don't trust Keenum. I know he's been doing it all year.
I'm with you.
Other than Keenum and Diggs, there's not a ton. I mean, Thielen is good, not great to me.
Here comes the Coug taking the Vikings in his
way. If you play for the H, you must be a great player.
Is that it?
Does that mean you're taking the Vikings
I'm taking
too?
Case Keenum.
I tell you what, though, it's not a stupid pick because that Vikings defense,
they're for real too.
It's ridiculous. I mean, when you consider that maybe the worst player they have is Kendricks in the middle in that linebacking core, and he's pretty damn good.
Are you telling me
it's a loaded defense?
Both NFC home teams are underdogs?
No.
Vikings are given 5.
Yeah, the Vikings are given 5.
Okay, but Philly's an underdog at home.
Yes. Philly is the underdog. Yeah, yes, okay. That is correct.
All right, so there we go. We break down the 4 games, and we'll see how we did on Monday. But still good football as the divisional round should be entertaining, to say the least, coming up Saturday and Sunday. I like the fact that you get doubleheaders on both days.
And my wife works both days.
Oh, boom.
So I'm just at home.
Staycation for you.
Butt-ass naked on the couch watching football.
With pork rinds.
Yeah, as a matter of fact,
There you go. All right, we got one final segment to go. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back for the final segment of the big show. By the way, another extra shout-out for El Jefe, our man who brought us some hats to start the new year that were supposed to be Christmas presents, but we appreciate him.
Really nice lids, right, Barry?
They are nice lids.
You got your favorite team on yours, Barry.
I did get it. I'm a Texans fan. Mm-hmm. I am. Rockets, Texans, Astros.
It did look not the cap didn't fit on you right. It just looked weird seeing you in a Texans cap.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
I know.
It just looked different. It just looked weird.
It's weird. Real quick, I do want to plug one more time our weight loss challenge. I know we've been talking about this all week. The time is running out for you to get weighed in. So you have until close of business January 15th. The email should go out today, but don't wait for that email. You can go to ESPN975.com. On the right-hand side of the homepage, you'll see our stupid faces. You can click on that link. It'll take you to all of the information that you need for the ESPN Usual Suspects Weight Loss Challenge. It's got some of the rules about when the weigh-ins close by. You can go to Houston Family Nutrition to weigh in on 900 Love It. Man Centers, they've got the one on the Katy Freeway, 24441 Tomball Parkway, as well as Shadow Creek and Pearland. You can come up here to the studio. You got a little bit of time left. If you're in the area, you can get up here before 5 o'clock and weigh in. But we're closed on Monday. But also, if you're in Beaumont and you're wanting to participate, World Gym and the Oak Shopping Center or North Dallin, both of those locations you can get weighed in as well. Some of the prizes, if you're in the 250-pound and under category, you can win the Fantasy Sports Ticker. The 251 to 300-pound category, you'll get the Houston Family Nutrition Package, which includes dinner for two prepared by Mo, a healthy home makeover, grocery store tours for healthy living. And then 301 pounds and above, you're going to win. You'll receive 1 month's free meals from Healthy Gourmet.
It's pretty good. It's
badass. And then, of course, we have our belt that we're going to be buying and giving to our
I really want me one champ. Of those sports stickers. We have one in studio, and they are awesome.
They're badass.
I really want one.
But, dude, like, I just, what I like, too, is, like, all of these are, for various reasons, are badass prizes, mm-hmm. too. So shout out to everybody that's contributed. And our without C-Force, none of this is happening. Right. So thanks to C-Force Water, Chuck Norris, the water that comes from the Chuck Norris Ranch. Just get you some water and kick some ass. I'm excited about this.
You're an instant ass kicker if you drink that water.
Yeah.
It's just a rumor, but.
Yeah.
And by the way, someone that wanted to sign up for the weight loss challenge and was on his phone trying to do so was that fan in Washington the other night until Rodney Hood slapped his phone right out of his hand. And now the NBA has slapped the back of the wrist of one Rodney Hood. I thought they might even throw a game suspension into this deal because he made contact with the fan and the phone.
Yeah, I saw that.
But the end result, Rodney Hood, $35,000 lighter for slapping a cell phone out of the fan's hand.
I would rather be suspended. $35,000?
Well, they used
Game Check, I'd probably be more than that.
Yeah, a lot more than that.
You don't want to be suspended.
But here's the thing. They used, unlike the NFL, they actually used reasoning and past precedents. Three other individuals this year have done something to where they interacted with a fan in a negative manner. DeMarcus Cousins, Kyrie Irving, Austin Rivers, they were each fined $25,000. But because there was contact made with both the hand and the phone, extra 10 G for good measure. Fair? NBA's big on protecting the fact that there is you still have to have that guideline.
You got to draw that line.
It wasn't what was it
Ron Artest brawl?
yeah. What was that called?
Or when VMAX went
in Detroit when he went up in the stands?
The Malice at the Palace.
Yes, it wasn't that, but still. But that guy didn't do anything. I don't know. I mean, even if he said something nasty. That's kind of part of the deal as an athlete, right? You're dealing with opposing fans. They're like, you suck.
That's one thing when you get physical with a player on the court. You can't do it with fans.
Put it this way. If James Harden was walking into the tunnel with his phone because he just beat Golden State in Game 7 of the NBA Finals, and he's walking through holding his phone up and a fan slapped it out of his hand, guess what? He's going in the stands. You can't do it.
But the thing is, it's just like we talked about with everything else. Because of the fact that everybody on the planet now becomes an instant reporter because they have a phone in their hands, you just got to assume and accept the fact that you're in the public eye. Whether you like it or not, people are going to film your every move. And in this case, he was already hot because he got tossed. And the fan wanted to get some video of it that you knew he was going to try and be his 15 seconds of fame. And Hood wasn't having it.
So we were doing our playoff preview in the previous segment. Juggalo Trey texted in his pick, which I don't recall anyone asking.
Did anybody ask for it?
No. Ramsey shuts down an ailing Brown and Smith-Schuster struggles. Final score 13-6, Jacksonville.
Trey, how much your intern money
went to lose? So do you want to change your pick now that you know Juggalo Trey has picked the way you've picked?
No, I don't.
You're okay.
You want to end the show with your boy this weekend?
My boy this
close
weekend.
The week.
No. You close the week with
I
wanted,
your guy? No, before, I don't care, but we have to give this shout out to NASCAR Johnny. He said, guys, today was my last day in Houston. I wanted to thank you all again for putting on a great show and keeping me and my coworkers entertained. I'll be listening on the podcast. Best of luck to y'all.
Thank you, NASCAR Johnny.
Yeah, NASCAR
Best of
Johnny,
luck to you, Johnny.
I think he's going out to Round Rock is what his wife told me.
He said he'll be listening on the app. Yep. So.
Good luck to you guys. Travel safe.
And keep chiming into the show when you're listening. We appreciate that. Go ahead, Barry. Lead him in to take us out.
Mike, if this is stupid, we're hanging up on you. What's up, man?
I'm trying to draw a visual of Nick's description about Barry with his hat. Like, it sounds like it's like an upgrade. So are we talking pre-middle-aged lesbian?
I hate him so much.
He's out. So are we. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Hope you had a great week like we did. We'll be back on Monday doing the show on a holiday because that's how much we care. So feel free to join us Monday and every weekday, 1 to 4 p.m. on The Usual Suspects. Have a great weekend, everybody. Take care. The Blitz is next. ESPN 97.5.